stopped a Trump administration rule. Now, this rule said before you apply for asylum here in the U.S., you must first apply for asylum in a country
through or arrived in before getting here. In the case of many Central Americans, that meant Mexico. The Trump administration argued this rule was needed given the tremendous increase in asylum applicants at the U.S. border. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court said the Trump administration failed to show it would succeed in this case on the merits. But the justices said a nationwide injunction went too far. So within the Ninth Circuit jurisdiction, the Trump asylum rule cannot be enforced, but outside of it can be, Lisa.
Thanks, Jessica. Meantime, the California Attorney General just announcing they're one of four states suing the Trump administration over another new rule that expands restrictions on immigrants based on the use of public assistance, including Medicaid, food stamps, and housing vouchers. This follows lawsuits already filed this week by a dozen other states and two California counties. Michigan Congresswoman Murshida Tlaib is rejecting the option of visiting Israel on humanitarian grounds to see her grandmother, saying the restrictions placed on the visit are too oppressive. She had agreed not to promote a pro-Palestinian boycott movement, which had been cited by Israel in denying entry for Tlaib and fellow Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar yesterday.
Events that unfolded this week had many Democrats in Washington blaming President Trump for pressuring Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into the decision, especially since Netanyahu was reportedly okay with the visit just last week.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Jerusalem. Omar and Tlaib had planned their own trip instead of joining large groups of other lawmakers on their visit. This is Fox News.
Worried you're one of the millions whose identity may have been compromised in the recent breach? Be one of the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. LifeLock now includes the power of Norton for more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect identity threats you may not be able to see by just monitoring your credit, like your personal information on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect against online threats, like emerging viruses and ransomware. Of course, if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton helps protect your identity and devices. It's not too late to get protection. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS to get 10% off your first year. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Mass protests in support of democracy scheduled in Hong Kong.
Heading into this weekend, we had a rally tonight here in Hong Kong, thousands showing up in the central heart, the financial heart of Hong Kong. And they're really setting the stage and promoting the rallies for this weekend.
Fox Business Network's Susan Lee.
On Saturday, it'll be in the Kowloon District. So far, we're hearing hundreds of thousands are expected to show up. And then on Sunday, another big one expected for the central part of the city where we are, basically. And that encompasses also the financial district as well, where you have all those famous skyscrapers. And the numbers should be in the hundreds of thousands, at least according to the protest leaders that I spoke to tonight.
The protesters, undaunted by reports of a military buildup by the central government in China near the Hong Kong border. President Trump has urged Beijing to deal with the protests humanely. His tweets this week also suggesting the situation could impact the ongoing U.S. trade talks with China. The next round in person is set for September in Washington. Two former Detroit Lions players are teaming up to find out what medical marijuana could do for athletes' health.
Calvin Johnson and Rob Sims are joining forces with Harvard University to research the effects of medical marijuana on CTE, the traumatic brain disorder that has been tied to numerous late NFL players. The two former Detroit Lions stars opened up a marijuana dispensary in Michigan called Primitive back in February and have agreed to offer a six-figure donation to Harvard's Medical Cannabis Institute to run clinical trials on CBD's ability to help cognitive disease, as Johnson and Sims are hoping to push a more holistic approach to health as opposed to the use of opioids by NFL players. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
After a volatile week on Wall Street, stocks are rallying for now. The Dow is up 279 points. That's more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now. Kevin Wall with you. It is Friday, and joining us, she has been so busy. She's been riding a bus. She's been with a bunch of very important people. And we're talking about Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. But over the last couple of days, you've been hanging out with some very interesting people. Tell us what you've been doing.
I have. Good morning, Kevin. Good to be with you on Friday. I've been at the Western Caucus, which is a group of about, maybe 100 or so people that gather together in South Lake Tahoe, and they cover the forestry industry, the mining industry. We had tours of the Tahoe National Forest, specifically on the California side, as well as some Nevada mines. And we talked policy and legislation and regulation. Tom McClintock, my favorite congressman, was here. He's a congressman from California, and he was kind of giving his two cents on the amount of, you know, deforestation clearing that needs to happen in order to prevent the catastrophic fires occurring in the Tahoe Basin. So, yeah, it's been a great couple days.
And the Western Caucus, what is it they favor? What kind of policy do they embrace?
You have to think of conservatives as conservationists, whereby environmentalists aren't conservationists. What we've witnessed specifically in the raging infernos, the incinerators that have been popping up all over California, is directly due to government regulation, whereby the Forestry Service and others who manage the forest are unable to properly clear the forest due to environmental regulations as well as lawsuits. And the regulations make the process either obsolete or more difficult and more costly. So we've witnessed the logging industry completely get destroyed in California. They're trying to bring that back in order to, again, manage the forest. So if the environmentalists want to save the spotted owl, the only way to save the spotted owl is to clear the forest, because 25% of the spotted owl's population died in the last fire season because of the out-of-control underbrush.
Megan, how much success? I know we've heard a lot from the president about canceling, you know, for every one additional regulation, 22 go by the boards. How much success has the president had in undoing a lot of this burdensome regulation that keeps us from protecting our forests?
Well, it seems like he has been having an impact specifically in the mining industry. They have seen an uptick in their production as well as their ability to mine. And one thing that we have to be aware here in Nevada is if you do follow the left on Twitter, as I do, they want to basically kill the mining industry because they basically refer to that as the polluters. And really, like I said, you know, these people that are managing the forests, that are managing the mines, that are running the mines, that are employing the people in order to take care of their business, they are the ones that are the conservationists. They are the ones that have to conform to the regulations passed, but they also are involved in working with these legislators to ensure that their businesses as well as the environment thrive so you can have, you know, a peaceful coexistence.
What did you think of the president over the last couple of days? He's taken his message directly to the people. Is this the way the president's going to have to communicate in this 2020 reelect? Of instead of going through the media and maybe even instead of going through Twitter, of actually taking his message to places like Manchester, New Hampshire. He's been to Cincinnati. He's been to a whole bunch of cities just in the last month. Is that going to be the way he wins re-election in 2020?
Yeah, you know, that's kind of how he won election in 2016. We were witnessing what I was witnessing at that time. I refer to as pretty much a political phenomenon, whereby he really introduced these rallies, these political rallies, where before, you know, you would kind of wait until the conventions and you would see all these, you know, a large number of people gather in an auditorium. Trump changed the scope of campaigning. He changed the visual of campaigning. And he did so by walking right into, you know, a lot of enemy territory and taking the Rust Belt, for example. Hillary Clinton didn't even walk into Wisconsin, let alone fall into Wisconsin. So I think that the strategy he employed in 2016 is one we're going to see duplicated and recycled in 2018, and he's still using Twitter, much to their chagrin. But he needs to get around the mainstream media. You know, we've witnessed now in the last week or two, specifically the mainstream media on Overdrive, doing the left's bidding by, of course, calling the president a white supremacist, calling him a liar, calling him a racist, and, of course, pointing the fingers, but not really giving him fair and equitable coverage.
Again, Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. I got to ask you, the big news of the day, I don't know if you've been following it today because there's been some turn in this. Israel denied Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar from entering Israel. Israel relented on Tlaib so that she could go see her 90-year-old grandmother. But now Tlaib is saying, no, under the regulations or under the edict of Israel, I'm not going to go. First of all, what do you make of Israel denying? I mean, there's a law that says if you speak out against Israel, we can deny you access. What do you think of what Israel did?
It's perfect. It was a perfect response to the anti-Semites that wanted to invade their country and basically just have another photo op to spread more anti-Israeli propaganda. That's all that Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar were going to do. They were really booking the trip as a Palestinian trip, so they can go to see their brothers and sisters in Palestine. That is what this was all about. And so Israel had every right to defend its laws and defend itself and defend its reputation. These two anti-Semite congresswomen had passed a resolution supporting the boycott, divestment, and sanction of Israel. So what these two women want to do, they've aligned with the BDS movement, which is a radical movement tied to terrorist organizations who want to wipe Israel off the map. And if they can't do it through violent means, then they will do it through economic means. So they want to cripple Israel and basically wipe Israel off the map through economic sanctions, divestment, and boycotts. And so why would you? Why would you let somebody in your house that has already basically said that they want to take your house from you and they want to, you know, subvert you and basically burn it down? I certainly wouldn't. So Israel had every right to defend itself. And then for the fact of Rashida Tlaib to then give them the middle finger after she wrote them a letter requesting a visit to her 90-year-old sick grandmother, and then she declines, it just further proves that she is nothing but a fraud. and anti-Semite.
Well, and the fact that this wasn't about the 90-year-old ailing grandmother.
No.
That this was about, having a news conference, meeting with the Palestinians. This wasn't just a humanitarian visit.
No, not at all. It was a political visit. It was a propaganda visit. It was basically to, when once they got there, to trash their hosts. That's what it was about. And then I'm sure there would be more photo ops of them standing with Hamas, those who have ties to Hamas and Palestine. So, that's what this was about. And I think Netanyahu is much brighter than they assume him to be. And he's shut the door in their face. And that's exactly what should have happened. You know, this anti-Semitic streak is not isolated to just two congresswomen in the Democrat Party. This anti-Semitic streak has been growing within the Democrat Party. When you are aligning with organizations like the BDS movement, it is not just a couple of Democrat congresswomen. There are many who share their beliefs. Some of them don't say it publicly, but what Obama did to Israel, for example, is a prime example. The very frosty relations with Netanyahu and Obama's chief of staff, Ben Rhodes, even worked around the clock to overthrow the Israel government. So those were elections that Obama wanted to meddle in. Obama didn't want to meddle in the Iranian elections when we actually had a chance, when the Green Movement rose up, a very pro-Western movement. We could have probably saved Iran from the mullahs as well as the world, but Obama chose not to meddle in that election. But he definitely meddled in the Netanyahu elections.
I don't know if you caught it. This is kind of pivoting. I've only got another couple of minutes. I want to ask you about Susan Collins, the Rhino U.S. Senator from Maine, who went on Martha McCallum last night and said she's open to at least talking about Manchin, Toomey, or other sensible gun control legislation. She does not support and does not want the so-called House bill to proceed. Do you think there is a middle ground on gun control, that there are at least some Republicans that will get on board?
And do the Democrats bidding? Yes, I absolutely believe that there is a middle ground for moderate Republicans to submit and heel to the Democrats, because the incrementalism that the Democrats are showing and the hypocrisy that the Democrats are showing will only lead to one thing, and that is gun registry and gun confiscation. That is what they want. When John Brennan, the guy who voted for a communist instead of Ronald Reagan, he called for the ban of all semi-automatic weapons. And I think we would do a lot better, Kevin, on the right, as conservatives, as Republicans, if we would stop using the manufactured words and language of the left. Because once we adopt their new language as ours, then we have given them room to win. So what is gun control? What is gun violence? What is an assault rifle? What is hate speech? Who determines who is mentally incompetent? The Bolsheviks who are calling us Nazis? The communists that are calling us Hitler? Those are the ones that are going to determine whether or not I am sane based on what? My political beliefs? And so what we have seen is political violence escalates specifically amongst left-leaning actors, whether that would be James Hodgkinson on a baseball field in Virginia, Antifa up in Portland, Oregon, the Antifa firebomber of the ICE facility. We had another shooting at an ICE facility. You see the violence in Chicago. As a matter of fact, I was looking at the statistics in Chicago since 1955, I believe. They have had over 32,000 homicides. And gun control is the number one issue in Chicago, whereby only the criminals have guns. They're the ones that are controlling the guns. And so there really is no middle ground when the ultimate goal for Democrats is the complete elimination of semi-automatic weapons.
Wow. Wow. Everybody is asking me, when's the next MAGA meetup? What's the schedule? What's the site? Give us the latest.
Yeah. So we are having a special guest come out at the end of September. We're trying to get some dates right now, as well as the location to accommodate. We were talking about that this morning, as a matter of fact, but it's going to be centered around voter registration and also poll watchers. Yeah, so That will be at the end of September, but more will come, and we'll talk before then for sure.
That'll be great. Hey, you have a safe trip home, and we will talk to you again soon.
Will do, Kevin. Thanks so much.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. She is there with all of those. Hey, quick note. We were trying to think of how long ago it was. And it turns out it's like 4 years ago. For over 4 years, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, Real Water has upped its game again, this time with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. I like it with my juice, with my OJ. I love it. Now, to learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWall, radio, run it all together, .com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. And click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. It'll tell you all about it. Even if you don't have a Real Water distributor in your community, you have access now to Real Water and Real Water Concentrate. Now you can get Real Water anytime, any place on the go. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. The president spoke last night, yesterday afternoon, Pacific time, in Manchester, New Hampshire. The highlights coming up live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. The president was in New Hampshire yesterday. I love it when he goes out on the campaign trail. And I love it more when he does the rally speeches. He did a speech at a petrochemical plant just a couple of days ago. But this one last night was a full-blown rally speech, and it was magnificent. I mean, it was really good. And you know what I liked? The president has really refined his message. And it's simple. It is a simple message. And he draws comparisons between Democrats and Republicans because he's not just going for his own reelection. He is going for control of the House and the Senate. And I think he realizes that. I love it. Last night, this is cut three. He talked about the big differences between the GOP and the Dems when it comes to something that's really important, vital to our nation. It's called sanctuary cities. Here is the president last night in Manchester, New Hampshire.
We want to open borders, and Republicans want strong borders. That's your difference. One wants open borders. Who can even think of an open border? Think of it. Even though many people that come into our country are wonderful people. They're still coming in illegally. They're not coming in through merit. But what about the bad ones? We have serious, serious criminals that want to come in. And if we had open borders, they would be flowing in like you've never seen before. Democrats want open borders. They don't mind crime. We do mind crime. And that's the way it is. Democrats also support deadly sanctuary cities. Last year alone, sanctuary cities declined. More than 17,000 requests from federal authorities to hand over criminal aliens already in their custody. In other words, 17,000 criminal aliens were released by these cities directly into U.S. communities. You don't understand even what the hell are they doing? What are they doing?
From the Fox Business Network on Wall Street, the Dow was higher for a second consecutive session as investors are enthusiastic about possible stimulus measures in Europe. But the major averages are on track for weekly declines. And some corporate news today, lifting individual stocks with shares of chipmaker NVIDIA up over 5% on unexpectedly strong sales growth figures. And Americans are still feeling relatively upbeat about the economy, but not at the levels of earlier this year. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index reading is still relatively strong, but this month, it slipped to the weakest reading since January. And farm equipment maker Deere & Company is reporting a weaker-than-expected quarter, saying lower demand for U.S. farm commodities is discouraging farmers from buying its machinery. Deere is also trimming its forecast for the year as the company struggles to boost sales as farmers are scaling back their purchases as a result of the U.S. trade dispute with China. However, its shares are up today 3%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Kathy Rybarski.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. A visit to Israel won't be happening for Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. The Michigan Democrat was first denied, then granted access to the country on humanitarian grounds.
Tlaib had to sign a letter to Israel's Interior Ministry saying she wouldn't promote a boycott of Israel during her visit. She signed that letter, but then faced major backlash online from Palestinians who said she was giving in to the demands of the Israeli government.
Fox's Trey Yingst. In a tweet, the Congresswoman said, visiting my grandmother under these oppressive conditions would break my grandmother's heart. At the site of a small plane crash in Tennessee, it smells like burnt fuel. The plane carrying a former NASCAR driver burst into flames after rolling off a runway.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., his wife Amy, their 15-month-old daughter, two pilots and a dog, all did walk out untouched.
Fox's Steve Harrigan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Living the Bream is a podcast hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream, sharing inspirational stories, personal anecdotes, and an insider's perspective on actions and rulings from the High Court. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. I promised For those of you that listen to this station on a regular basis, you know that we insert little 10-second, we call them teases or promos or little liners. There are all kinds of things they talk about in radio. But they're just little things that tell you what we're going to do on the show next time. And one of the things and one of the things that I promise we do is we bring you the highlights of last night's speech. This was a rally speech. It wasn't a policy speech or anything. It was a rally speech. And it was in Manchester, New Hampshire. Packed house. In fact, I think the president said they could have filled the arena three or four times. There were that many people that were disappointed and did not get in. But one of the reasons why his speeches are so good and so full of red meat is that it's more in the way he does things, the language he uses, which is like language you and I would use. Listen to this. This is essentially a why you have to vote for the president for re-election. This was the president last night, yesterday afternoon Pacific time, in Manchester, New Hampshire.
The United States right now has the hottest economy anywhere in the world. We're rebuilding that awesome might that we were just talking about. Our United States Armed Forces. America is working again. America is winning again. And America is respected again, respected like never before. They respect us again, and you see it. You know, a recent poll came out where it showed that President Obama was more popular in Germany and other places than I am. And I said, of course he's more popular. He's not demanding that they pay for their protection that we provide. He's not doing that. I'm doing that. And in fact, if I was the most popular, I'm not doing my job right. Okay? So true. We've created over 6 million new jobs since the election. If I would have said that during the campaign, those people back there would have been headlines. More than 7 million Americans have been lifted off of food stamps. Since my election, the number of new businesses starting in the great state of New Hampshire has skyrocketed by almost 25%. And you can't really go by my election. You got to go by November 9th because, you know, the markets have gone through the roof since November 9th. That's the day after I won the election. So I won the election. The markets went up thousands of points. Things started happening. You started doing things that you would have never, even though I didn't get sworn in until January 20th. But they refused to do that. And let me tell you, if for some reason I wouldn't have won the election, these markets would have crashed. And that'll happen even more so in 2020. See, the bottom line is, I know you like me, and this room is a love fest, I know that. But you have no choice but to vote for me, because your 401ks, down the tubes, everything's going to be down the tubes. So whether you love me or hate me, you got to vote for me.
I absolutely love that. The president is at his very best when he's doing those rally speeches. We'll show you how he wrapped up that rally speech coming up in just a little bit. I want to turn our attention to gun control, and gun control is an issue that I don't think much is going to happen. I think they will do what they always do. They'll work around the edges. You know, what happened after 1 October? We're eliminating bump stocks. 99% of America didn't know what a bump stock was until it was used in 1 October. None of us knew. I mean, even a lot of gun enthusiasts that I know of, even they didn't know. By the way, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. There's a lot on our plate. In fact, 844, the number 2 Nevada. It's 844-263-8232. We got Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar denied access to Israel. Then, on a humanitarian basis, Israel said, we will let Rashida Tlaib in to come and visit her 90-year-old grandmother who's ailing. It might be the last time she sees her alive. Well, now, Tlaib is saying, under those oppressive conditions, I'm not going to go to Israel. For the life of me, I don't understand it. She gets all hot and bothered because they denied her access to Israel so she could have a photo op and make speeches. And yet, for some unexplained reason, she says, oh, under those oppressive conditions, I'm not going to do it. Anyway, I'm going to open up our phone lines, though, because I'd love to hear what you think. The people on the left are getting on the president for, quote, pressuring Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, pressuring him to not let them in. First of all, it's Israeli law, I believe, that if you talk bad about Israel, they can deny you entrance to the country. The same way, I'll bet you we can too. If you're a terrorist, we can deny you access. I don't think there's any question about that. Anyway, we'll get to your calls here in just a minute. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, retirement. Sam's waiting for your call right now for a free review of your insurance needs. Call him right now at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Coming up in a minute, more from the President of the United States. In fact, he may have launched a U.S. Senate campaign last night. A guy that's going to be in our state middle of next month for CPAC West and for CPAC West and the 5th annual Bask Fry. We're hearing Corey Lewandowski is going to be in town for that, or be at the Corley Ranch. And to be in Reno. This could get really interesting. If Corey Lewandowski, who lives, I mean, he makes his home in New Hampshire. And the word is that he's going to run for the U.S. Senate. I hope he does, because you know what? I'll bet you he can win. I'll bet you he will win. Anyway, we'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. And more from the president. We'll get to that and more coming. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter, I'd love it, at Kevin Wall Radio. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is Live and Local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Join Nevada Policy and the founder of Prager University, Dennis Prager, in Las Vegas on September 17th. I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy. Dennis Prager is a best-selling author, radio host, and founder of Prager University, and he'll be the keynote speaker for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner, The Spirit of Las Vegas, on September 17th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. PragerU is an online university that promotes the concepts of free markets, individual rights, and American values. With over 1 billion views on YouTube every year, PragerU teaches viewers how free markets, capitalism, and America has enriched everyone's life. So don't miss this evening with Dennis Prager as Nevada Policy celebrates 28 years of working to keep Nevada free and prosperous. Visit nevadapolicy.org/event now to reserve your seat. We'll see you on September 17th for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner. That's nevadapolicy.org/event.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, I may be going in there for lunch today. You know, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar. I just love this place. On East Flamingo at Pecos. I'll see you over there for lunch, okay? Tell you what let's do. Let's switch gears. Because one of the issues that's going to come up in September, and it's hard to believe, but we're just, you know, we're like 2 weeks away from September. I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, the kids are back in school, for crying out loud, in many parts of this state. I'm not sure when the kids go back in the Coachella Valley. Maybe it's after Labor Day, don't know. Anyway, the whole issue of gun control is going to come up. And Susan Collins is she's a rhino. But let me just quickly explain what that means for Susan Collins. She lives in a state that's very, very liberal, Maine. In order to get elected, she has to become more like a rhino. I don't begrudge somebody in a, well, that lives either in a blue state or a purple state. And that's what Democrats have been doing for decades in places like Tennessee, places like Texas. They used to have an expression that if you wanted to be electable, you had to be the right way on guns, gods, or guns, God, and gays. That was the rule of thumb. That if you could be right on guns, God, and gays, you could get elected. You could be a Democrat, for instance, and get elected in Tennessee. Or you could be a Democrat and be elected in Texas. But now that's changed. Because a lot of red states are becoming blue or purple states. And Susan Collins, I don't begrudge her being liberal. I mean, we know that she's a rhino. It's okay. We accept it. We could never get a conservative candidate elected in Maine. It won't happen. Anyway, Susan Collins was on with Martha McCallum last night on Fox News Channel. And she is a senator from Maine. She thinks she is one Republican that thinks sensible gun control legislation is possible.
About what you're trying to put forward in terms of gun reforms and gun measures, you have been a lone voice for this in the Republican Party. But you've said that you think that now there is a moment to actually pass some legislation here. Tell me how that plays out and who's in favor of it.
Well, I do. First of all, I'm working with Senator Pat Toomey and Joe Manchin and with the White House on making sure that we close some loopholes in the background check system to ensure that people with criminal records or who are mentally ill cannot purchase firearms. That's something we ought to be able to unite around. Now, I'm not talking about foolish restrictions on family members. I wouldn't support, for example, the House pass bill because it is overreach. It goes too far. But if we can come together working with President Trump, working with colleagues on both sides of the aisle and say that if you advertise the sale of a firearm over the internet, there should be a background check, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. You know, do you think that the president will stick with this? Because unfortunately, what we've seen too many times, I mean, people say this is the moment because of Dayton and El Paso. But I have said, you know, if it wasn't the moment after Sandy Hook, why should anyone believe that once a few weeks pass, it doesn't go away?
Well, the president has been engaged and he's talked to Senator McConnell, who has indicated a willingness to bring that bill to the floor.
Do you think that'll happen? Do you think Mitch McConnell will take it up?
I do. And I think we'll see some sort of red flag bill with very strong due process
protections. And can you get the House to on board with that? Because, you know, I know they've said that they're not interested in anything that doesn't include universal background checks, which you're not in favor of, right?
No, I'm for comprehensive, common sense background checks. You know, I grew up in northern Maine where responsible gun ownership was part of the heritage of virtually every family. But people don't want criminals and people with serious mental illness to be able to purchase firearms. That's just common sense. I think the difference this time is we've had three incidents so close together. Then look at what happened in Philadelphia as well. And we have the president saying that he is on board. So my hope is that the Democrats truly want a solution and some progress, and that they're not going to play political games with this issue.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls, see what's on your mind. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? I've only got one line open. You can seize it right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Tell you what, let's do. Let's begin with Mike. Mike's in the Coachella Valley. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was watching the rally yesterday, and once President Trump mentioned the red flag laws and how he was going to support it, he didn't get the response that he thought he was going to get. So I think this red flag law, if he supports it, he's going to drive away so many people that he might not get reelected. I live right here in California, and I can't even buy ammo because I got a DUI, and I didn't have my gun with me when I got my DUI. Why can't I own a gun? They won't even let me carry a gun right here in this state. With all this thing and him not going after Google, and the illegals keep on pouring in. Yesterday they caught 65 in Mexico, and they said they were Asians, but yeah, right, that's what they call Muslims now.
Wow. Thanks, Mike. No, I don't know. If the president, see, this is the problem, that because he deals in 140 characters on Twitter, oftentimes he does not fully explain what he's talking about. When he talks about sensible gun control legislation, it's a lot different than when Nancy Pelosi talks about it. I mean, it is. Matt in Henderson, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Senator Collins was just going over the list of shootings, and she mentioned the Philadelphia shooter. That guy would have never – he was a criminal to begin with. He would have never have gone to a gun dealer to go purchase a weapon. He would have never been subjected to a background check. He bought his gun on the black market. 90% of guns are bought through gun dealers, and the rest are either through familiar transfers or private party sales, which none of those have ever been used in any mass shootings. And now, why didn't she also talk about the mass killing with the guy in California with the knife?
Yeah.
Killing four people. That would have been classified as a mass shooting, right?
Yep. Well, that's the problem. The bad people will always find guns. Unless we melt them all down, every gun, every
right.
single
and
one then, of them, they will find the guns before good people will.
That's why I say you cannot stop crazy and determined. You cannot stop them. So no matter what you do, they will kill, whether it's with an automobile, and, you know, down on the strip, they're trying to prevent that. But they'll find a way.
Good point, Matt. Hey, Matt, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. Don't be scarce. Call us again. Coming up, Rico Waller. He is traveling from Utah across the state to northern Nevada. He's the owner of Carson Insulation. And we'll find out what's on his mind. Hopefully the reception will be okay. In fact, he says he's driving right through Ely. So he'll be listening to 1230 KELY. Wyatt Cox, just wave to him out the door as he goes by, would you? Yeah. Stick around, more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall, the program Live and Local now.
Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and the refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.